special marketplace, Shalakim, a place, Rashi Yoyma the Shuka. It's the market day, the day they have a big market, even to go down to a Goyish marketplace. The Loichin Behema Avodim Ushvachois, you could buy off the Goyim then, animals, slaves, Shvachois, Batim, houses, Sodois, and fields, Ukromim, vineyards, the Kaisiv Umalab Yakoishalahim. You let it go down into their judges, their Bezdin, and buy it from by them. Why? The Hur wouldn't allow to go down to the Goyish judges there. There it says, Mivneshu Kamatsum Yodim. It's like a dover of it. Because if we don't get their signature, if we don't have them to sign the star, they'll never prove it, and they'll steal it from us. So in order to keep what we're buying, we have a right to sign it in their akois. Rashi says, Umala be'akois in their bezdins, and by their judgments there, there we call the courts, L'kayom be'chasimosom, t'chiv v'dahashtu d'mishkachaslu, today you find the judges there. U'l'yayim ha'achirin aloi, another day you won't find them, shari. You'll have to do it even on Cholomoid. If we go down to the Rid, on Cholomoid, you'll have to do all this on Cholomoid. Because even though it's not called Dovrovin, because do it after Cholomoid, but no, it could be you won't find them around after Cholomoid, you'll have to do all this on Cholomoid. Rav Shori Lechia Barashi Lemigdal Ahurei B'chol Demorada. Rav was matir for Lechia Barashi to make a net on Cholomoid. Rashi says, Mahuta Napa.
To
make a net to catch fish, you're allowed to make this on Cholomoid. And providing you want to catch fish on Cholomoid, so it's all called Sarach Hamoid, you're allowed to make the net on Cholomoid. My timer, my said you too. It's very easy to do it. It's a my, any simple person can do it. Therefore, since it's Tzarech HaMoed, you're allowed to do Maiso Hedyet for Tzarech HaMoed. Abul Izli Osir. But this Rashi says, Rishesha Shetzotim Boyofis. If you want to make a net to catch birds, that's a harder net to make. That's also to make a Cholomoed. My Taima, Maiso Menu. That has to be professionally made. And a professional Malach, it's also to do on Cholomoed. Unless it's a Dover Ovid, it's also certain to know him when it's Mutter. Rav Yehuda Shori La'ami Tanura. Rav Yehuda was mad to this person called Ami Tanura. L'migdo Tanure. His ladder build ovens on Cholomoid. Trash L'migdo Tanura. Lasa Satana Mechodesh. Even you want to start making a new oven, it's mutter to make on Cholomoid. Since it's a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh, you're making the oven on Manas to be able to cook on Cholomoid. Even to make the whole oven from scratch, you're allowed to make it on Cholomoid. And Rav Yehuda was also matter Ularav Bar Asvi Lemigda Mahuta. He was also matter him to make a Mahuta Napara, she says, Napara is a sief. He was matter him to make a sief, as you want to use it to sieve off the flour on Cholomoid. Since it's a Surach to be used on Cholomoid, you're allowed to make a sief on Cholomoid. For the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. V'otoni Rabba Bashmuel. Rabba Bashmuel learned, V'shovin, they both agree, Shane Goidlin, Tana Lechatchila, you're not allowed to make an oven from scratch. So it's a kasha, how could Rabbi Yehuda matir, Ta'ami Tanura, to make a Tana, to make an oven from scratch? And here we learned it's also to make an oven from scratch on Cholomoid. So most of the kasha, Kan v'yemoisachama, kan v'yemoisach shomim. It depends whether in the winter months, in the moisach shomim, or whether the summer months, the moisachama. Whether it's Sukkot or whether it's Pesach. Shrashi kan v'yemoisach shom klaimer. On Sukkot, when it still rains, the beginning of the rain season, and there's some tanner, then you can't make the oven. It doesn't dry up right away. It takes time till the oven dries up. You're making an oven that you won't be able to use on Cholomoy, that's awesome. Mashaykh in Pesach time, when the rain season stops, so if you make your tanner during Cholomoy, in 1 or 2 days the sun will dry it out, and to be able to use it, and you can even use it on Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter to make it on Cholomoid. So if it could be made and finished on Cholomoid, you could use it. If not, if you could only use it after Cholomoid, then it's also to make it during Cholomoid. Mishnah Baita. Oisin Makeh Legag. You're allowed to make your Makeh, that's your wall, if you have your roof. On top of your roof, you're not allowed to walk there unless you have a Makeh fence around the roof. So you're allowed to make the fence even on Cholomoid. L'mafeses, if you have your balcony also, you're allowed to make the mechitza, you can make the wall around the balcony. Rashi says, Koisu katan oisun al hitztabos, shenei ilyos, to the balconies, you can make the wall around it. Why? My said, you can do it in a simple manner. In a simple wall, you're allowed to make. Avoloi my sumin, but you can't make a professional wall. A my sumin, that's also to do on cholamoit. Shofen es hasadkin, you can smooth out the cracks. Rashi says Shabbatanum. If you have an oven, and in your oven the wall got cracked, you're allowed to smooth out the wall, put lime there, put cement there, to smooth out the wall, it's mutter to fix it up on cholamoit. Umagila noisoi, also, bimagila, you could like smooth out the ground even with a roller. A professional roller you use to roll out, smooth out the ground, the yad of a regal. If you use this roller with your hands or with your feet, it's mutter to use it. Avoloi b'mahal tzal, b'mahal tzim. This is a professional type of a roller that you use with your hands, that's also to do on cholamoid. So Rashi says like this, u'magila noise b'magila, she'gulilin al-karkoye sataner. On the ground of the tanner, you used to use eitz godl, a big piece of wood, or the round piece of wood, they list the masavkin. That's what used to close off the cracks. They would put this big roller of wood, a big wood, and roll it on the floor of the oven. So that's mutter to do on cholamoid. Biyad of a regal, that means shaloichin biyad eight. You take with your hand a piece of wood, ubayatin biyad or tanner, and you put it in the oven with your hand, list the masavkin, to close off the cracks. Or ubayat baragla, or shakik it with your foot, ala karkoyas a tanner. You kick this stick with your foot, on the tanner there it's mutter. Mashenkin mechal tzalim, Rashi says, eitz kein regel, shedoichka b'mazivo lista masotkin, v'yesh po'y mais umin yoysi magilum. This is a bigger professional roller, that since it's a mais umin here, it's also to use this professional roller on cholamoid. Even though vaita you're rolling out the floor of your tanner to smooth it out, but to use the professional tool, then it's awesome. Hatsir, Rashi says that's the regular bells. If you have your front door and it came off and you want to make the peg in the ground that the door will go around about, that the delos goes around on that peg, or else for yatsimer, Rashi says, that's the hole in the ground. In other words, you put the peg in the hole that the door goes around on. So the kiss of your front door came off on cholamoid, you're allowed to put it back in place again. You can make the hole in the doorpost, you can make the peg there. Baita v'yakoyro, hua din Rashi ma'ashala pesach. If the top beam, the top of the door came off, you could also fix it on cholamoid. V'yamanel, if your lock broke on cholamoid, you're allowed to have it fixed on cholamoid. V'yamavteach, shenishpro, hua din if the lock broke. What's the difference here? Manel. Two different type of locks. The broke is misaknin b'moid. You're allowed to have them fixed on cholamoid. And the pshat is called the dover of it. Like if you have your front door open, the ganavim can come in and steal. So to protect your house, you shouldn't have a loss, you're allowed to fix your front door on cholamoid. You should not, let's say, it broke last week. You shouldn't push it off to call the locksmith to come put on cholamoid when you're home. That you're not allowed to do. If you could have had it fixed before cholamoid, you're not supposed to wait to have it fixed on cholamoid. Rashi, if you knew your door broke a week ago, and you should have had it fixed a week ago, you're not allowed to leave it to have it fixed during cholamoid. Right, another locha, the chol kvoshim, shuyochol ocho mehem b'moyed kvoshim. Any type of pickling that you want to do, kvosh means you want to pickle something, let it stay in pickles, or any type of things you want to be kvosh, pickle it, sour it. If you're souring it now, almanasta in a day or two, you'll be able to eat it in cholamoid, then it's mutter. If you want to start making sour pickles now in cholamoid, that's going to take you 2 weeks to make it, then it's offer. Because you're making the sour pickles now to use after cholamoid, there's no heter to make it in cholamoid. Shrashi kvoshin, shel tzir kloima, dogim, v'shad dvorm shekevshim b'melech. Anything you want to salt it or sour it, shiyochul echlim b'moyin. If you'll be able to eat the salty fish, this herring on cholamoid is good. Shlo yitzorach lamtil v'achilosa and avliachramoyit. She nechvosh shemai avruin lecha miyad. If it's something that you'll be able to pickle it in 1 or 2 days and then eat it, so you'll have to do it on cholamoid. But if it's going to take you the whole yomtiv till it gets finished. First after yomtiv, so pshita, there's no heter to do it on cholamoid. So again, the first part of the Mishnah said you're allowed to make this maka, this wall, the fence around your roof with a maista hedyet. So Gemara says, hechidami maista hedyet, what's called a simple type of a wall. So Gemara says, Rav Yosefa mabahutsa v'dafna. You want to use like reeds and palm leaves. That's mutter. That's not a kaisal, a wall that will stay a long time. It's only a simple wall, that's mutter. But Mastisa Torah, the Braisi we learned, Tzah B'Tzror, you could use pebbles or bricks even, V'yein Atach B'Tit, but you don't cement it down. As long as you don't use cement, that's not called a Mais Umin, it's a Mais Edyid, that's Mutter. Right, then it says, Shofen Es Asatkin, a Magila Noisim Magila. If you have a crack in your oven in Cholamoid, you're allowed to smooth out the crack on Cholamoid. And you're allowed to even use this Magila, this round wood, that's not a professional, it's a Mais Edyid. So the Mara Hashta b'magila matashori madach, you're allowed to use this wood to smooth out the floor of the oven. The yad of regal miboy, his tahavim meaning is, the Mishnah means, you could use the magila, and then you could smooth it out with your hands and with your feet. So madach, you could use the magila, which looks like a maisumin, you could use it for this type of a roller, for sure you could smooth it out with only your hands and with your feet. So Mara says, Ochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Shofen es asatkin, you could smooth out the cracks of the oven. Umagila noison kein magila biyad of regal, and you could also use this roller as long as it's not done professionally. It looks like you're only rolling it with your hands and with your regal. Avoloi b'machatzayim, but now with a professional roller, that's usur. So biyad Rashi says it means kein magila, voloi magila mamish, el kein magila biyad of regal. It means something that's not a professional tool. It's not a professional roller. You have to still push it with your foot or move it with your hands. But a professional roller, that's also to use in Cholamoid. Then it says the Mishnah, you can fix up your front door in Cholamoid. Hatzir, if the peg, the atzina, the hole in the floor, the akur with the top beam, or manol, and the handles, or mafteach, and the key, or some hamano means a lock, the mafteach means the key. Shenishbro that broke on Cholamoid, misaknin b'moid. You can have these things fixed on Cholamoid. Or remember, I have a kasha like this. Ad yomov hoyapatish makab Yerushalayim. Used to be that the blacksmith used to bang his hammer in Yerushalayim. So Rashi says it means ad yomov means shayuchim and kain godol. Hoyapatish makab Yerushalayim b'cholashamoid. At his times, at least before his times, they used to allow in Cholamoid the blacksmith would bang his hammer. He was mavatel, the blacksmith cannot bang his hammer anymore. Almer also, mashmi, can't use the hammer anymore in Cholamoid. The Mishnah says you could fix the lock and the key. You have to go to a blacksmith to fix the lock. So it's a stira. So the Mishnah says, Ad yom avin, mikan v'elechloi, mashmi, only up to Yechonim Mitzak is time to use the bang with the hammer. But from then on not, so the Kasha Mishnah is there for his times and says you could fix the lock. Masala Kasha. Kan Branavchi, Kan Branagri. It depends what type of a hammer you want to use. Branavchi means the blacksmith's hammer, that's a professional hammer, big one. That's also to do now in Cholamoid. Or Branagri, a posh at the carpenter's hammer, a smaller one, that you could use in Cholamoid. Maskavla Rav Chizda. Yomru Kala Rabba Osti Kola Zutra Shor. Like, what's the difference? You're banging with a hammer, it's a curl. People hear you banging, they'll hear you bang. With a carpenter's hammer, they'll think you're allowed to bang. With a blacksmith hammer, how could it make a difference? That can't be the difference. If one is also, both is also. Elohim Rav Chizda, Lakasha. Ho b'magli, ho b'chatzini. So Rashi says, magli means mosar hagodol, the big saw-like shori. The leimolet kol klum, that doesn't make any noise. Bechatzini boros, so there we alludi call it fei. A different type of tools they are. One's a big saw, doesn't make too much noise, that's mutter, and one's a type of a hammer that makes a lot of noise, that's what's also. So the one that makes a lot of noise, that's also to use in Cholamoid now. And the other one that doesn't make so much noise, that's mutter. We have Poparamano, Kan Kaitim Gzera, Kan Yach Gzera, Enechnami. Our Mishnah that says it's Mutter means before the Gzera of Rabbi Yechon and Kain Godel. But after his Gzera, Enechnami, it's Takarosa. Rabashi Omar, Ho Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi. No, it's the Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi. The Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Man Tona, Shinu B'moyit, B'dover Ovid, Who's the one that said that even on the Dover Ovid, like here, your front door broke down, so it's a Dover Ovid, you better fix it fast before somebody steals something. Even the Dover Ovid, you have to do a shinui. You're not allowed to do it in a normal manner. You have to make a shinui. It has to be some different manner you're doing it in. Who's that shita? To like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yossi. So the kid said, Samach, like it's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yitzchok, that when you have a heter of a Dover Ovid, so you have to make a shinui or not. Sour Mishnah that says here you could do it, goes according to the Shita that the Dover Ovid is mutter without a shinui. And the gzera of Rabbi Yochanan and Kohen Gadol was that now even though it's Dover Ovid, you have to make a shinui, you can't do it in a normal manner. Rashi says, Horav Yudha Horav Yasi. The Pirkan the Kamon next parak will have to Rabbi Yasi of Leboya Lishnui the Dover Ovid. When you want to fix something that you'll have a loss if you don't do it, you don't have to make a shinui. You don't have to make some different manner. You can do it a normal manner. Well, Masnitz in the Shari Yocha, Kolhani, B'loi Shinui, Rabbi Yossi. Our mission that says you're allowed to fix the door in the normal manner, use the normal hammer, that goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. That if you're doing something, a malacha, a serach, dover, ovud, not to have a loss, you're allowed to do it in the normal manner. And Amar Ravina says, Kaman Madlinon Idna, Kiviyusa the dosha behold the mayit command Rav Yosi. So Rashi says it means kishe Yosi mismorim shaleitz min akira shala pesach. When you have nails sticking out of the beam of the front door, tisharu lemev the bloy shinui. You're allowed to bang in those nails in a normal manner. Who says that? That goes according to Rav Yosi Shita. In other words, to fix the Dover Ovud, it's mutter to fix the nails in a normal manner. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. And that's what it says over there, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol by the Gzeira not to use the hammer anymore, he holds like the other Shita. That even though a Dover Ovud, you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed, but you have to make a shinui. But we hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, though, like Rabbi Yossi, that a Dover Ovud is mutter to do, even without a shinui. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Aleph or Med Aleph. You're in the bottom of the two dots in the Gemara. It says, Kvoshim shuyochol lecho b'moyid kovshin. You're allowed to tickle or salt something if you clear it on cholamoyid. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says a Maisa now, Bedisa levoyi, that was the name of a place by this river. Rashi says, Bedisa is a shame nor. That was a river. Levoyi is a shame mokum. Is Kavri, there were a lot of fish there. Is also Kula Yalma Tsoid. Everybody in that city went down to this river and they caught the fish on Chol HaMoed. Is Isul Kavri, they brought the fish home, so they had a lot of fish. Is Shorulu Rova, Rova was mata them on Chol HaMoed, Lemimlach Minayu, to salt them. They had extra amount of fish, and if they don't salt them, they'll rot away, so he's mata them to salt it. Omalei Abayas said back to Rova like, well, Tanana says in our Mishnah that kvosim shu yochol lecho mihem b'moyid. Kovshin. You're only allowed to salt something or pickle something if you could eat it on Chol HaMoed. And over here they salted the fish so much, Mesoma, that you can't eat the fish right now. It'll take a long time to eat it. So you can't eat it on Chol HaMoed. How come it was matter them to salt this fish on Chol HaMoed? Shras v'aki nami. Kivot shemokam harbei. Since he salted a lot of it to protect it, preserve it, so you know you can't eat it now in Chol HaMoed. So why was the mutter to do it? Or Malaysa, Rav answered back, Kivan di Mikora, Abaita di Achilo Aisino. At the beginning, when they went down to catch the fish, they had a mind to eat it. Like, you never know which is going to be the best fish. They went fishing the Almanaz teat, and they had left over. Now the shaviklu, if they leave over the fish and not salt it, pasadi, they'll have a hefsek from it. So therefore, they'll have a loss. Is kapamaktiya ha'ovadami. It's like a business deal that you'll have a loss if you don't sell it now. Fishari, therefore, smut is doing on Chol HaMoed. Here it's different. Here already they already caught the fish. Now that they have the excess amount of fish, so the question: what can you do with the fish? So he says a lot of salt in order not to lose the fish, not to have a hefsek, not to have a loss. Vika the Amri, some said the story was like this. Shorilu Rova Maitred Mazel. Rova himself was not to them to go and catch the fish. The first shot was, after they caught it, they came to ask Rova, what should they do with it? So he said, you're allowed to salt it.
Now, the Ikud Darmi says a bigger Chiddush, that Rav even gave them permission to catch all the fish in Chol HaMoed. Is Mezel Icy, they brought it, or Mimloch, and they salted the fish. So Rav was not to all this, that Lechitchilah to go and catch an assessed amount of fish, and go and salt it. Is Omulay Abayis, no Abayis, it back to Rav. V'ananai, now Mishnah says, that Kfoshim Shu Yochul Echol Mihen Kfoshim. You're only allowed to salt or pickle something that you could eat it on Chol HaMoed Tanan. But something you can't eat on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. Say, so how could you salt this fish? The Khuri can't eat it now on Chol HaMoed. So how was the amount of them to go and catch so much fish if you knew that they're going to have to salt it now on Chol HaMoed, and that should be awesome. So Malay, Rav answered back like this. Hani nami misachli. No, this fish now, these fish could also be eaten. It's even though you're salting it now, and while it's salted, it's not edible, but you could make it, you could squeeze out like the salt. As agavitzitzo, if you squash out, squeeze out the salt, it'll be edible. Trashi agavitzitzo, samach, trashi shemoshe chamelech mehen. You could like, squeeze out, push out the salt from the fish. And the Mara says, ki hodi shmul, like what's happened with shmul. Avdulei shishin itzitzi, he had very salty fish, and he took it, like squashed it out, 60 times, or some say means, Rashi's kolema, harbi, he washed it out a lot, harbi from him. Mitzitzi lei shishim zim, he like washed off this fish 60 times, and he made it viochel, and he ate it. Says, so even if you're salting the fish, fish is not like our Mishnah. Fish is something, even though you salt it, you could soak it off and get the salt off it. Mashenka, the Mishnah is talking about that you're salting the things just to put them away, and it's not edible right now in Chol HaMoed. So here the fish, since you could make it edible again, therefore it's mutter to do it. Rava ikloy lebe resh kalusa. Rava went to visit resh kalusa. Avdilei shishin itzitzi. They took this fish that they washed it off 60 times, the ochle and he ate it. So you see, even though the fish is salted, it's not the pshat, it's not edible now in Chol HaMoed. It could be edible, you could eat it on Chol HaMoed. Fight the Rav, ikloy lebe Rav. Rav went to visit Rav. Rav ikloy lebe Rav. In Shaper, Rav Shofri, went to visit Rav Shofri. Is Aisila Kamayu who Kavri, they brought in front of him a dish of fish that Tilsa Bishuloi, it was cooked 1/3. Tilsa Nocha, 1/3 it was salted. The Tilsa Tzfriya, 1/3 it was roasted. That's the type of fish that he ate. Is Omar Rav said, is Omali Ada Tzaida, that this famous fisherman Ada told me that Kavra fish, Somach Lemischayu Marli. The fish are very good. The older they are, right before it gets spoiled, that's when the fish is good. It's better when it's old than when it's young. I mean, after it's caught. Rashi says, Kleimar, Yofu Liachas Man, it's better the older the fish is, Shenitzud, Yosem Mihi Shosod Nitzud. Better than fresh caught fish is better when it's a few days old. Tosis says, today they hold, no, it's you're worse off. It's a sakona to eat the fish when they're old. So therefore it's better to eat it when it's fresh. The Yom Rav, Rav said that Omali Ada Tzayde, this fisherman Ada told me, that Kavra Tfiya, if you go ahead and you roast a fish, Kviya Tfiya, the Acha, you should roast it with his brother, Acha Rashi says the Melech. You should roast the fish with salt. Rashi Shamelech Nivra Minamayim Kidogim. Because salt was also created from the water, comes out of water like fish. And Asuka Biyavua. When your Rashi says means La'acha Shetzolu, after you roasted it, Noistim B'mayim Tzolim. Tzolim. You should put it in cold water. That's called Biyavua, like its father where it was grown. The fish lives in water. Michle Bebrei. And when you eat the fish, eat it with like a son. What does that mean, Rashi says? Matil Noistim B'tzir Hayaitzim Min Adogim. You should eat the fish with the juice, with the gravy that comes out of the fish. And afterward, you should drink some water. You should drink water afterwards. The Yom Rav said that Omali Yadat side, the fisherman Ada told me that Kavra, if you eat fish, Tachli, that Shechlayim, some crest, they say, the Chalbo, or some milk, Litoin gufe, like do some exercise, walk something, for the litoin puria, don't go to sleep then. As after a heavy meal like these, don't go to sleep, but do some exercise. The Yomar Rav Omali Adar Tzayda. Ken Adar, the fisherman, told me that Kavra, if you eat fish, tachli or kress, the chalba milk, maya, drink milk right afterwards, v'lay shichra, don't drink beer. And shichra v'lay chamra, it's better to drink beer than to drink wine. Don't drink wine after these things, the best thing is to drink water. Yehagin alecha mashkin beis ha-shalchan. Mr.